The conference will now begin.
Everyone's come in?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. We could just ask everybody to mute their phones for the shir. And then following the shir, when we do Cyrus and Helen, we will ask everybody to unmute their phones so they can hear each other and say it together in the session. Today's daf, the Gemara tells us, "Chay vadam l'mashmish b'tfilin kol shah," that a person has an obligation to be constantly occupied with his tefillin. The question on this chazal is, how is that possible? How is this nogea b'zman hazeh? Of course, if a person is wearing tefillin, so then we can say, be mindful of the tefillin as long as you're wearing it. But the 45 minutes a day that we are wearing tefillin, the idea of chayav adam l'mashvish b'tefillin b'kosha, first off, are we actually in a kindness? Are we mindful of the tefillin the entire time? And secondly, how is this nogeya if we're not wearing tefillin kosha? Furthermore, the Yitzchak Moshe tells us something very interesting. In the beginning of Parashas Vayishlach, the Torah says, "Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefana Valisa Vachiv Arta Seyes Be'edom." Yaakov sent Malachim Lefana, which were before him, to his brother Esav. As Chazal learned, these were actually Malachim, and the Mefarshim deal with the question as to the nature of these malachim. And so the Yismach Moshe learns that these were the malachim which Yaakov Avinu had created from his mitzvahs. Because every mitzvah, the Mishnah tells us in Avos, creates a malach. Which mitzvahs created these malachim? Says in Yitzchak Moshe, it was the malachim which Yaakov created from his mitzvah of tefillin. And he proves this from a medrash on the kapitel which we say in Tehillim, Ki malacha v'tzavelach mishmarcha b'chol d'rachecha, which we're going to say momentarily in Hashem. The Medrash says, "Ki malacha v'tzavelach," that the malachim which Hashem commands before you to protect you, "Eilu tefillin shal yad v'shal rosh." These are the malachim which were seemingly created from the mitzvah of tefillin. The Yitzchak Moshe is very much supported by the Zohar HaKadosh, which says that when Yaakov Avinu was in the house of Lavan, which is where he was coming from, he was in fact Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tzilin. The Zohar learns that when Yaakov Avinu was Oseg, was dealing with the stick and the sheep and the spotted sheep and the colored sheep, the striped sheep, the Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu was Oseg in the Mitzvah of Tzilin. That the whole sugya with the makros was an Indian of Tzilin by Yaakov Avinu. Apparently, these malachim which were created from the mitzvah of Tzilin, quote-unquote, that Yaakov was Mekayim in the house of Lavan, were the malachim which he sent to Esav in an attempt to protect himself and to overcome him. Why dafka, though, the mitzvah of Tzilin out of all mitzvahs? That is the mitzvah of Kimalacha, the Tavalach, the Yaakov Avinu that he banked on that against Esav. And furthermore, Chazal tell us, La'yehudim ha'isa arira v'simcha v'tzachan v'ikar, that B'nai Yisrael, they rejoiced with arira, simcha, tzachan v'ikar. Gemara learned in Megillah, v'yikar is a remez to the mitzvah of tefillin. And when you go through the list of things mentioned here in the Gemara says, arira is Torah, simcha is yantiv, tzachan is mila, and yakar is tefillin. So we know the value of Torah and Yom Tov and Milah. When we look at that list of heroic mitzvahs, it appears to us at first glance that there's an odd man out, and that's the mitzvah of Tzilin. Why is the mitzvah of Tzilin included in this category of the great mitzvahs which we're familiar with? So like everything, we have to understand the mitzvah Hashem. And for every mitzvah which we do, there's two dimensions to the mitzvah. There's the actual kiyum ha-mitzvah. There's the tzur of the halacha of the mitzvah. And then there's the pnimius and the implications of the mitzvah. There's a guf of a mitzvah and there's a neshama of a mitzvah. The idiom of tefillin and wearing tefillin is much more than taking black boxes, putting it on our heads and on our arms. Of course, the whole Indian of the tefillin is what we don't see, which is the parchment, which is the ksav, the kedusha, the kitzvei kodesh, inside of these black boxes. And in those black boxes, we find on that parchment the yichud of Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's a very deep connection, even in halacha, between mitzvah tefillin and the amira of the Shema. The Gemara says, anybody who says Shema without having his tefillin on, is as if he's made a shekhar on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which in itself needs an explanation. Why is it that if I say Kriya Shema without tefillin, that there's something which is so vitally missing? But the deeper understanding is that there's the recitation of Shema, and then there's the becoming of Shema. The Jew says that when he says Shema Yisrael, and it's a dear lip service, and he may have been the kind of the mitzvah of saying Shema every day. A part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is that a Jew should become Kriya Shema. See that the fact that the parsha of Tzilin and the mitzvah of Kiyum of Tzilin is built into the mitzvah of saying Shema every day. In the parsha of Shema, we say Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, V'yahavta, U'ksharitam la'ayta yadacha, V'ayudu tukafuz bein enacha. That when a Jew is kosher, the tefillin on himself, he's binding himself to Shema Yisrael. It's not just that he's uttering the word Shema Yisrael. He's wrapping it on his arm, which is a connected his heart, and he's putting it on his mind, and he becomes enveloped in the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Can you hear me?
That the Jew identifies himself with the oneness of Hashem, and by wearing it so firmly against his mind and against his heart, he's attaching himself in a way to the oneness of Hashem that he becomes inseparable from it. This is what the Aras Gnash, Jonathan Eibshitz, Susi Aganalina writes. He says, explaining the drush of Chazal, which we quoted before, Le'hudim ha'yitza oyer v'sim ha'v'sim ha'v'sasna v'ikar z'tzilin, he writes, Z'tzilin al harosh yad, by wearing the tefillin on our arms and on our heads, it tells us that Hashem's hashgacha is upon us in all of our thoughts and all of our actions. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his name is upon us without ever forgetting that. And then he quotes our Gemara, "V'glal tei namu chazal, chayiv adam b'mashneish b'tfilin b'chol shah." This is what the Gemara means when it says that every moment that a Jew should be occupied with his tefillin. V'horis rasan shetamin mibli hetzach adas. That never to forget for a moment that all of our ma'isim, or all of our pu'ulot ala Hashem, below the teva cloud, that there's no teva in this world. But when it's sire shum mega with man miasman, there shouldn't be at any moment in time, b'li hashgachat Hashem b'pratot, without recognizing that the hashgacha of Hashem is constantly in my life. L'kach ne'mar v'yekar l'tulin, and that's why tulin is called v'yekar, because it's so precious. Anything which is connected to Hashem's oneness and to the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is essentially so precious. This is what it means, Chayiv Adam L'mashmesh B'tzilim B'chol Shah. Basically understand why it is that Yaakov Avinu, that he sent the mitzvah of Tzilim to Egypt. What does it mean that Yaakov is mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin with the maklos? Rabbi Yisrael, maklos, of course, has a very deep implication, what it means that the maklos is tefillin. But on a simple level, for our purposes, what the Zohar Kaddish is bringing out is that even when Yaakov was involved in the most tedious, most mundane act, what it means of making maklos, of being able to shepherd the stone, Yaakov Avinu was attached to the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything which he did. And even though he was in the house of Lavan, or he had just left the house of Lavan and he was to his own, there was nothing that Yaakov Avinu did during the day that it didn't have on it a shame tefillin. Whether he was wearing tefillin or not, it doesn't matter. The idea is that tefillin means that a Jew is bound every day to the thoughts of Hashem and Hashem's oneness. And it was these thoughts of Hashem's oneness, and Hashem's oneness which he was sending to Esau. Not the kiyum ha-mitzvah of mitzvah tefillin. He could have sent the mitzvah of Makkah too. But it's for this that the Gemara tells us in Makkah that all of the mitzvahs of the Torah are hookish to the mitzvah of tefillin. That there's something about tefillin that connects it to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's Hashem's oneness, that's emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the shayrish of all mitzvahs, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This is supported by the Divrei Chazal, which says that one of the things that Yaakov sent to Esav was that in Lavan Garti, that I lived with Lavan, and Chazal says, Taryag Mitzvah Shemarti, because Garti is Taryag. How was Yaakov able to keep Taryag Mitzvah in the house of Lavan? But the answer is that he kept the Mitzvah of Tzilin, and Tzilin is Hukash, is connected to all the Mitzvahs in Zaira, because if you have Tzilin down, if a person is attached to the Ribbono Shel Olam, like Yaakov Avinu says, that everything in his life, he doesn't forget for a moment that this hashgacha, that Hashem is looking out for me, the preciousness of the mitzvah of tefillin, it was this zechus, which he sent before him to overcome Esav, who tries to make a world before us as if Hashem is not involved, and that Hashem doesn't care, like a Amalek who comes from Esav, which is that everything is coincidence. Everything is just teva. This is the ending of Mordechai HaTzadik in his victory against Haman. That it says, Kacha Yatzeh La'ish, that the moment, the turning point in the Megillah was, the Kacha Yatzeh La'ish, Asher HaMelech HaFeit Bikaro. Rabbi, I noticed the Lashon. Notice the Lashon of the Pasuk. Kacha Yatzeh La'ish, Asher HaMelech HaFeit Bikaro. Yakar, Aiden Tfillin. That what was being pronounced, declared upon Mordechai Tzadik was that he rode to victory. Because despite the tzara that Klai Yisrael was in, he held steadfast in the midst of Tfillin, Chayiv Adam, the Mashrish, with Tfillin Kol Shah. Kol Shah means no matter what circumstances, that he stays true. Tefillin Mitzvah of Tefillin. And in fact, the Zohar HaKadosh says this. The Zohar says, Kol Nishi Meniach Tefillin, anybody who wears Tefillin, Kol Nachriz, a voice goes out in front of him and says, Havu Yakar L'Tzoriyat HaMelech, Yiv Yakar, and he who has the Tzuda of the Melech. We're in a situation now that we've been detached from what we call daily life, from routine, from what we call teva, the daily grind of our lives. And by being detached on day two already, or day three, whatever it is, we have opportunities now to attach ourselves to things which we've never attached ourselves before. And unless, however, we're making a conscious effort to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to attach ourselves to CNN and to the newscasts and what's the daily count of how many people who are sick and all the news and all the busyness. Because as human beings, we're people who are mimashmesh. And Adam is a mimashmesh. He's always looking for things to become attached to and to occupy his time.
Yes.
And if we're going to replace the busyness of life with busyness with coronavirus, and the numbers, and this, the president says this, and the governor says that, and we're losing sight of the focus of what a tzara like this is supposed to do for a Jew. It's contagious. But even the news of it is contagious. If we allow the contagiousness of the news, whether we're affected or not, to occupy our time and to occupy our thoughts, and we're wearing it on our heads and we're wearing it against our hearts, so then what is the tzara then for us? Huh? Means that it's an opportunity once we detach to attach ourselves to tefillin once again. The mashmesh b'kolshah means to speak divrei emunah, to be machazik ourselves in the atzadis that the goodness and Ayub just laid before us, which was that everything is hashkach neduya. And if a person attaches himself to Hashem's oneness in every single matter, so even though there could be right and left things are happening all around him, surrounding him, but if a person is attached to the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though there's an Achashverosh on his right and there's an Haman on his left, the Mordechais who are attached to Tzilin are riding to victory amongst everything which is around them. This really connects Tzilin to Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we know it's very connected to, because the Medrash says, "V'hamayim lahem chayma miminam yismolam," that there was a chayma to their right and a chayma to their left. There were walls surrounding them when they were coming through, when they were riding through. And the Medrash asks the question, "Migarm lahem lihinatzal miminam yismolam." What schus did they have for this? So the Medrash says, Miminam in the schus of the Torah that they would be mekayim, umismolam zu tefillin. The small, of course, is a reference to what we wear on our left hand. That it's the mitzvah of tefillin which protected Bnei Yisrael, that although there was Mitzrayim on the right and then there was the Yam on the left, but it's not just the mitzvah of tefillin. Whether or not the Jews wore tefillin at that time is hard to imagine. But it was the inyan of tefillin. It was the fact that they saw through the makos and they saw by the Yam that Hashem loves them, that He has interest in them, that He's involved in our daily lives. And that's what it means to wear tefillin. Chai v'adam l'mashas v'tefillin l'kalyan. We should use this as an opportunity to be mechazik ourselves as we detach, to attach ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam and not to let the contagiousness of everything around us to detach us from what's really meaningful in this world, which is attaching ourselves to Hashem's oneness, to His yid, His hashkachas, to His love, and to His mitzvah, and to Shuvah and Tzvi, for ourselves and for our families, and the discourse of mitzvah, tefillin, which is time b'chol shah, it should be mekayim upon us that which the Medrash says, ki malacha v'yitzava lecha b'chol zarechecha, then shim shah eshak to us, and shim shah b'chol mokum shahein. Ki mekabel, all ma'atah shemayim b'shrem et shem, and we're saying about becoming a Mashiach the king of Mishra Mitzvah.
Beautiful.
I'll ask everybody to take your cover off mute, and we'll do Ktayres. We'll do Ktayres.
I'm going to go to the next one.
So now we'll do the check of clap.
Thank you.
Thank you everybody for joining. All the two listeners in the crowd now shall be satisfied.
Amen.
Bye.